17. Commodore Brand tried not to be distracted by the traffic that gushed horizontally and vertically past the transparisteel wall of the Advisory Council chambers, or by the cityscape itself, ignited to flickering splendor as that part of Coruscant turned away from the sun. Seated with their backs to the window wall, Chief of State Borsk Phalia and the now 8 members that made up his council had nothing to focus on but Brand, who stood rigidly at a podium opposite them, reading from a screen full of notes prepared in haste by his staffers, after an intelligence briefing on the fall of Tinna. "What is significant," Brand continued, "is that the assault was foreseen, and that alone affords provisional corroboration of the Intelligence Division's belief that the Huts have been supplying us with data. In those systems where the Huts have curtailed spice operations, the enemy has set its sights on a world. Whether the Huts were aware of what they were doing in asking for forewarning regarding their smuggling enterprise is presently unknown, though we are looking into the matter. But the fact remains that Tinna, a transshipment point as opposed to an actual market, has not seen a spice vessel since the Huts forged their pact with the Yuuzhan Vong." Phalia interjected a transparent snort of ridicule into Brand's brief pause, then had the gall to offer a pretense of apology. "I'm sorry, Commodore, but something seems to have become lodged in my throat. Please carry on with your report. I know that I speak for everyone in saying that I can scarcely wait to hear the rest." Brand refused to be rattled by the sarcasm. "At the moment, the only other systems where spice operations have been suspended are Corellia and Bathawi." It has yet to be ascertained in which order the Yuuzhan Vong mean to strike, but we do expect an attack sooner rather than later. For that reason, it is the opinion of Admiral Sov and the Defense Force that a decision is critical on the matter of the redisposition of New Republic warships." Brand activated the holoprojector table adjacent to the podium. Depressing a tile on the console built into the lectern's sloping desk, he displayed a galactic map, faintly blue in the cone created by the projector's modulasers. "The Yuuzhan Vong have established and fortified what amounts to a resupply corridor that stretches from the outer rim to Hut space. Since the battle at Abroa Sky, they have been receiving a steady influx of warships and materiel, clearly in anticipation of launching a major offensive, their first since Ithor. Against such a formidable fleet, and without weakening our security in the Corps or at Bilbringi, where harassment continues despite holding actions by the Imperial Remnant, we can mobilize and deploy a task force of vessels borrowed from battle groups currently in service at Kaminor, Kuat, Raltir, and a score of other worlds. Should the Hapes Consortium vote to support New Republic efforts, some of their ships would also be allocated to the task force, which would be led by the heavy cruiser Yald under my command." Brand paused again and planted his large hands on the podium. "Counselors, we have not discounted that the assembled intelligence could be a ploy to keep us from identifying a different target entirely, but at the same time, we cannot afford to ignore the evidence." "Evidence," Phalia grumbled. "Inferences, suggestions, remote possibilities, but certainly not evidence." His violet eyes mocked Brand openly. "What has the command staff decided with regard to this redisposition of naval power?" Brand motioned to the holograph. "As you know, we have been triaging in all sectors, allowing worlds like Gindyne and now Tinna to fall in order to safeguard others like Kuat, Bilbringi, and Kaminor. Our actions, or shall I say inactions, have hardly endeared us to worlds that consider themselves to be in the path of invasion. Regardless, even if we can manage to amass a sizable task force, it will not be of sufficient size to provide adequate protection to both Bathawi and Corellia." He straightened to his full height. "After analyzing all available data, it is the conclusion of the command staff that Corellia is the target. Therefore, Admiral Sov is recommending that all available ships and resources be moved to the Corellian sector as soon as possible." Thalia's cream-colored fur bristled. "I thought as much," he said in a flat, menacing voice. "You would, as you say, triage Bathawi for the sake of saving Corellia, but I won't have it." He shook his head angrily. "I'm sorry, Commodore, but I refuse to authorize such action at this time. Your evidence is too scanty." "No one said anything about abandoning Bathawi," Brand rejoined. "The flotilla already there will remain in place. We are only trying to protect Corellia."
"Protect the Sacred Core, you mean?"
The Bothan stood to regard his eight peers.
"I wish the Council to consider closely the source of this spicy intelligence. Commander Brand would have you believe that it was gathered by the Intelligence Division or gleaned through hours of painstaking investigation and analysis. But in fact, it was brought to the attention of two officers of questionable standing in the intelligence community by a person of even more dubious reputation, who claims to be serving as a kind of ombudsman for the Jedi Knights, Talon Card."
"I fail to see the pertinence of that," Cal Omas said. "Talon Card is well known to this council." Thalia glared at him.
"Well, of course you wouldn't see the pertinence, Counselor Omas, because you fail to grasp that the Jedi would sooner rid the galaxy of Bothans than do anything to protect them."
"The Jedi had nothing to do with our decision," Brand argued. Thalia made a gesture of dismissal.
"We all know that the Jedi have been holding back, downplaying their role until such time as they might truly show their hand. With Bathawi defeated, they will do just that."
"In what way have they been holding back?" Cal Omas interrupted. "They've done nothing less than lead this fight from the start, making a stand on Dantooine and Ithor, while the Senate insisted on thinking of the Yuuzhan Vong as a local problem." Thalia wasn't unprepared to defend his accusations.
"Consider what the Jedi are said to have accomplished when their little retreat on Yavin 4 was threatened by Imperial Admirals Pelion and Dala, and how Luke Skywalker all but single-handedly turned the tide against the Yavitha with illusions. Then talk to me about their current contributions."
He wagged his clawed finger at Omas.
"Never underestimate what they are capable of, Counselor. Skywalker's Jedi are not the Jedi Knights of old, but a surreptitious, ambitious new breed. With Bathawi occupied, they would be ready to make their move and take control of the Senate."
Chelch Dravid of Corellia took on the fight. "The Chief of State should learn to keep his private fears to himself. It is against the Jedi Code to spearhead an offensive, on the battlefield or in any other arena. In this, the new Jedi are no different from the old. Skywalker and the rest are attempting to do what the Jedi have always done, uphold peace and justice without turning themselves into full-fledged warriors. If there is a growing misunderstanding of them, it owes to a lack of information. Perhaps by isolating themselves on Yavin 4, they are to blame for some of that. Perhaps their time would have been better spent demonstrating what they stand for. Even so, they have all our best interests at heart, and they certainly haven't singled out the Bothans as their enemy." Thalia's voice became higher pitched. "You're wrong, Counselor. And I say again that, based on Commodore Brand's data, I will not grant the command staff's request that Corellia be reinforced."
"Then I demand that the issue be put to a vote," Omas said.
Thalia held up his hand to silence debate and looked pointedly at Brand.
"What do your actual field agents tell you, Commodore? What do your analysts say? What are you hearing from the costly hyperspace probes you've sent out? Instead of relying on conjecture, we should be looking to hard data. We do just as well to seek the counsel of a fortune-teller as accept as truth what you've told us this afternoon."
"Our findings are based on neither prophecy nor conjecture," Brand said firmly. "The data supporting our decision are of a highly sensitive nature, but they are available for your perusal whenever you wish." Thalia sneered.
"Oh, I'm certain you've concocted an airtight case, Commodore."
He scanned the eight counselors.
"For the record, then, who will begin the vote?"
"I stand with the Chief of State," Fjor Roden of Kaminor declared. "I don't trust Card or the Jedi.
With enough popular support, Skywalker knows the Senate will be constrained to yield to his demands. Then it will only be a matter of time before the Jedi are overseeing all decisions. I warn you, allow Bathawi to fall, and we'll soon be headed for malevolent times, an empire disguised as a theocracy. He stopped to take a breath. Kaminor will be threatened should Corellia fall, but I am compelled to vote against the Jedi and for Bathawi.
Thank you, Counselor, Felia said. Why not take the battle to the Yuuzhan Vong before they completely outflank us?
Counselor Trebok asked Brand through his droid translator. Brand turned to the towering Wookiee. That isn't possible without leaving the entire Corps unprotected. If we could put the Imperial Remnant and the Hutts at their back, or have the Hapen Consortium open a new front in the mid-rim, a counter-offensive could be considered. But now is not the time.
I agree that we can't afford to leave Coruscant or any of the Corps worlds open to attack, Dravid said. But do you actually expect us to sit here and debate which world, Bathawi or Corellia, is more important to the New Republic?
Not more important, Counselor. More imperiled.
Stop wasting time, Felia snapped. Your vote will go to Corellia, and we all know it.
Dravid nodded his head once. Just as yours must go to Bathawi. Felia swung to Cal Omis.
Your vote.
Corellia, but not for the reasons you imagine. It simply makes no sense for the Yuuzhan Vong to have struck at Gindyne and Tenna if Bathawi has been their goal all along. Furthermore, Corellia is essentially defenseless, where Bathawi is already sufficiently defended. How would we appear to our constituents if we allowed a helpless system to fall? A system we made helpless, no less. We might as well convince Corellia to surrender.
Spoken like a true Alderaanian, Felia muttered.
Also, Counselor, you falsely assume that surrender to the Yuuzhan Vong guarantees survival. But that is another matter. He turned to the Celestin, Niuk Niuv.
The Corellians have long wanted independence, Niuv began. We nearly went to war with them in recent memory over that very issue. A war that only strained relations to the breaking point. The New Republic is under no constraint to defend Corellia. But the fact of the matter is that Corellia's lack of defenses will be its salvation. The Yuuzhan Vong will strike against Bathawi.
Your sense of direction is astute, Counselor, Felia remarked, and I further applaud you for breaking ranks with Admiral Sav. He turned 180 degrees.
Counselor Trebok, do I even need ask?
I accept Commodore Brand's data and defer to the expertise of the command staff, the Wookiee said through the translator. The Yuuzhan Vong plan to use Corellia as a staging area to penetrate the core.
There's no need to belabor the point. Felia cut him off.
He narrowed his eyes at Counselor Pwo.
And you?
The Quarren's mask tentacles quivered, and his baggy eyes narrowed in anger.
Corellia, as Counselor Omis said, Bathawi is adequately defended by some of the very Bothan assault cruisers it convinced the New Republic to finance some time ago. And I can promise you that we will make use of all those cruisers, even if we have to withdraw them from the Corps, Felia barked.
Hasn't it always been Bathawi's aim to claim those ships as their own and prove itself mightier than Mon Calamari, Sullust, and Coruscant? Felia smirked.
So Pwo, disconcerted by Mon Calamari's loss of the military prestige, votes not so much for Corellia as against Bathawi.
Next. He looked at Navik of Rodia. Navik's short snout bobbed. Rodia's proximity to Bathawi leaves me little choice. He nodded affirmatively to Felia. The chief of state nodded back and commenced a head count.
Pwo, Omis, Trebok, and Dravid in favor of Corellia. Myself, Rodan, Niuv, and Navik in favor of Bathawi.
Everyone looked at the council's ninth and newest member.
I'm afraid the decision falls to you, Felia said.
Commodore Brand waited expectantly.
Even with the evidence of Tenna to support a possible threat to Corellia,
An attack on the Corps makes no sense strategically. If the Yuuzhan Vong were going to launch an offensive so far from their present stronghold in Hutt space, why would they waste valuable resources engaging a system we essentially stripped of defenses after the Center Point Station crisis, rather than strike at a more appropriate target, like Kuat or Brantal? No, I say all things point to an attack on Bathawi, from Hutt space and now from Tinna. I stand with Chief of State Felia. Felia breathed a long sigh of relief. I commend your flawless reasoning, Senator Shesh. He smiled ruefully at Commodore Brand. The matter is resolved. Assemble your task force, Commodore, but steer it to Bathawi. We've beaten them at their own game, Commodore Brand announced as he hurried through the doors of the fleet office. Senator Shesh kept her promise. She threw the vote to Bathawi. Hoots of success filled the room. Shesh also reports that her meeting with the Hutt Consul General went well, Brand added. We may yet get some help from the Hutts. Now we need to hear from Hapes. The consortium vote is set for tomorrow, his adjutant supplied. Brand couldn't restrain a smile. It's all coming together, but now the real work begins. He strode to a holomap not unlike the one he had made use of moments earlier in the advisory council chambers. The Yuuzhan Vong have obviously been looking closely at both Corellia and Bathawi, assessing the value of each. By deploying the new task force in Bathan space, we leave Corellia wide open for attack. He turned to his adjutant. What news from Center Point Station? The Solo kids have arrived on Drawl. Anakin Solo was the one who originally enabled the repulsor there, and the Center Point technicians have high confidence he'll be able to do the same with the station. At this point, they're down to fine-tuning the thing anyway, making certain it will perform as expected, in lieu of running actual tests, for fear of alarming Corellia, Drawl, Solonia, and the rest. Although that hardly matters, since rumors of all sorts have been circulating. Riots have broken out in Coronet, Mecca, and Lapuac-Denport. And there's widespread talk of ousting Governor General Marcha. Brand nodded glumly. Well, if this works, Corellia will be seen as the galaxy's savior, and any hard feelings should disappear. He turned back to the slowly gyrating 3D map. Alert Corps Command on a need-to-know basis that elements of the Third Fleet should be prepared to jump for Kuat on my order. Likewise, that elements of the Second Fleet should be prepared to jump for Raltir. He inserted his hand into the holoprojector's cone of light. Furthermore, I want the hyperspace routes linking Corellia to Kuat, Raltir, and Bathawi swept for the Yuuzhan Vong equivalent of mines or mass shadow weapons. Brandt turned and glanced around the room. With Center Point's interdiction field holding them fast and a full fleet at their back, the Yuuzhan Vong will regret the day they entered this galaxy.